about who the God is until they come to be one to eat.
I don't think it's going to have fun.
That's right. How are things going?
Yes?
Tell me about the newspaper situation in England.
You had to cut some pages.
Well, right now, there is small bit.
Six for the popular papers. We've paid
times in ourselves to change.
Well,
I see.
I see. We're all better than I can do.
That would be nice if you can.
I can't see it. It's a very raw.
I'd go to see you later. How long have you been over here?
I think I've been going back in a minute, 6 months.
Yes. I'm waiting for the other side now. On this thing, I don't always remember. We're talking about stories, fantasy, and so forth and so on. There was a fellow once upon a time who was named Darley. And he had won a hunting campaign. He was slick as hell. He went down to an agent, to a Methodist minister in Mount Marion, the town upon his mother, John McCain. This friend of God was got hold of the Methodist minister and told him the story about Hardy's mother having a Negro mother. In other words, Darby passed on the Methodist minister who was a Democrat and showed him certain papers and legal limits to prove the case. The Methodist minister was a Democrat, not all Catholic. And he started the story all over the place. Jenny goes and hires his former wife For 10,000 bucks. To come up to Orleans on a Saturday. Jimmy was a good bet. He hadn't been to church in 5 full years. And he paid his wife $10,000. To go up there to Orleans on a Friday afternoon after my trial had finished for the week. We were to go on Monday. Jimmy had never spent a Sunday in Albany in his life. But Mrs. Walker comes up to Albany, lives with him ostensibly in the same suite in the hotel, and on Sunday the two of them go to Mass at the Albany Cathedral together. Price, $10,000.
Jesus.
Now, Mrs. Wilkie may not have been hired, but in effect she's been hired to return to Wendell and smile and make this campaign with him. Now, whether it was a money price side, I don't know, but it's the same idea.
Doesn't have to be a money price, it might pay for the rest. I never heard of the Dorothy.
What?
He
planned it on a... Did you ever know that?
I didn't know he planned it.
From what I hear, Talmadge is going to be elected.
Pilate found the prophet Paul next to the doors. And I said, I don't know. The weaker one of the two ought to withdraw. But you fellows won't tell me which is the weaker of the two. Now, I don't know. I'm merely giving you a piece of advice. Get one of them to pull out of the race. And then I turned to this George delegation and I said, look here. If there's a question about who's the stronger, Nix or Roberts, why don't you do this? It's old-fashioned, but it's awfully simple. Cross a coin. Well, they went out laughing, and that's the way these things stay.
The picture taken up at the park is fine. Mm. I saw it yesterday afternoon. Turned out to be
good.
I don't know what's made his, and I haven't seen it yet, but they say it'll be good.
Good.
Today on the orange.
Fine. Fine. Well, the sun came out. It was just right.
Yeah.
I didn't need any paint on my face. Yeah. Ask the Secretary of War and the Secretary of the Navy if they would approve a meeting here on Monday, and would they telephone to the Canadian and ask them if Tuesday would be all right instead of Monday to meet in Ottawa. I think it's a good idea, too. Well, oh, look, get hold of Dan and tell Dan I want some maps on the Potomac, if they're not there already charged.
Yes, sir.
Showing the entire layout of Newfoundland. I want large scale, no small scale stuff, large scale stuff. Moving along. The south and east coast of Nova Scotia. Tonight. anybody to complain.
Flattery hasn't agreed.
I guess that will work out, that Clara will finally come around to Kelly, but he has bucked Kelly so far on it. In Oklahoma, they're still wanting a fellow appointed who settled with the secretary for rape. And Thomas was very urgent about it, said he'd take the responsibility. I said, well, I'll look here. If they ask, then you're sorry. If they ask for the files on this man, in the midst of a campaign and make it a national issue, you can't cover the nation. Well, he admitted that he might get into trouble.
Who?
Chandler. That's held up in Oklahoma.
Oh. He's a fellow that raped the girl in the office.
And the problem is $3,000.
Yes, sir. $3,000. And he's led a clean life, as far as we know, since.
Of course, the difficulty is anybody now wants to keep it very quiet, but it's blackmail once. But the blackmail is trouble to come with. But anyway, they provided him out of their task as watchdog on these judicial questions. And we just can't send any names up there as we get into the system. Now, in New York, Wagner, of course, wants his partner. And certainly has a commitment to that effect. And then Hamill wants
Tom Crane.
He was in
Tom Crane's still around
in Crane's office. I guess that can't be Eddie Flynn is anxious to get something. I said, for God's sake, you know that you've got to send if you're going to carry weapons. You've got to send with him a damn good man. And Chris Sullivan, you look at the name, except Keynes. So I think Bill will be coming to see you.
Prepare a little letter for me, dear Christy. Bob Wagner, as you know, has for years pleaded for the appointment of his top Rifkin. I don't see how I can continue the time because, frankly, Rifkin is qualified. He is too. And then say, Paragon. Do please send me a very high class name for the other position. I fear Kane does not make a
problem. As well as say, Mr. Kane, Mr. Kane is disqualified if you put it on 87.
Yeah.
Holding this court of claims on the theory that Madden might need it if you get kicked.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do with that.
I'm holding it now.
And now we have ours.
Yeah.
A situation in which Gillette wants the United States Attorney and the Marshal, both of whom are all right.
Yeah.
He has refused so far to accept Eicher. I think the thing to do, and Henry Wallace agrees, is to send the two people to Philip Wallace, and then later put the Eicher thing on his desk and write him down if he's guilty.
Yeah.
But I don't believe it's best to try to bargain with him before seeing this thing at this time.
Well, I'll
get those ready and send those over to you.
Okay.
Now, when do you want this opinion? I thought I was going to Jamestown until a little bit ago. Some reason for studying here.
I may have to have the opinion in the meantime.
Get it. I can leave it with you.
Yeah.
All right. Send it. Leave it in the office so you can get it anyway.
I'll have to take it with me.
Well, I won't have to.
I'll
tell you.
I'm really off. to you.
What?
I've got explanations to go with you, but...
Well, that's the best I can give you
out of what I can get from Digger.
Well, yesterday, the figure, Mr. President, was 6,700.
Yeah.
These are actually signed copies. Now, Mr. President, as between the Navy and the Army and the Treasury,
well,
the Treasury just reports from manufacturers.
Yeah.
Then they say that so many planes are on the way.
Yeah.
Well, they are, according to those figures of the Treasury Department.
Yeah.
But the present, they may be up, they may be in the built under letters of intention.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a typical letter of intention here for you.
Yeah.
Let me get one. This letter was said to indicate the intention of the government to procure the foregoing airplanes. And then they go to work on those.
Yeah.
They notify their subcontractors.
Yeah.
And they go to work.
Yeah.
Now, here, in this full report from Jagby, Mr. President, in addition to this figure here,
yeah,
I gave you there, the Army has 3,000 some planes. Now, out.
Letters
of
intention,
gathering material,
making
contact.
That's
right.
So forth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And of this, the Navy has 600 on letters of intention. Now, Mr. President, Knox gave me these. The War Department, for example, doesn't say that a plane is being built until they sign a contract.
Yeah.
Now, bear in mind, please, the first inquiries of the Secretary of War, the Secretary of the Navy, asked for the number of planes under combat, burning.
Yeah.
Not burning.
Yeah.
And the Army Navy refused to explain it ahead because they said, why is that combat when we haven't got people training? Why? We need planes to burn. He asked for combat only.
Yeah.
So he gets his figure 343 from there.
Yeah.
But first, he asked that for 100 days to get him May 1.
Yeah.
It was on May 1, Mr. President, that you said that you hoped that you would build up to a possible 50,000 planes per
day. And I had no authority at that time.
Nevertheless, very sick that day. On a question, that May 1 is just 2 months before the end of the fiscal year.
Yeah.
Contracts had been left. Up to that time, and they were being left then.
Yeah.
But, Mr. President, on June 28th,
yeah,
2 days before the end of the fiscal year, the Congress of the United States passes a law and reduces the maximum profit, I think, from 12% to 8%.
Yeah.
Whereupon all the contracts that were piled up on Louis Johnson's desk in the War Department then had to be rewritten. So it's a very curious 100 days and a very curious 31 days that were operating on.
Yeah.
Those contracts, Mr. President, were ready for signature on the 28th of June, when this act passed the Congress, hadn't all yet been rewritten.
Why?
Because there were a volume of them that called back the contractors, the manufacturers, that the staff with them, will they accept the reduction from 12% profit down to 8%, and so forth. It means a negotiation, a renegotiation of each contract, as they tell it to me.